The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
High of 48. This is Kevin Lawless for NBC 5 News, your place.
This hour of The Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Oh, that's always fun. Open phones on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Heard a good one, have something on your mind or anything else. And I know when it comes to politics, about the only one that I care about at the moment is what do you think about Matt Gaetz as Attorney General? Is that the real pick or a distraction at this point for who Trump really wants? Maybe we talk about that. Colonel Jay's here. Colonel Jay, you got a good theory. Let's hear something this morning, huh? Go ahead.
Yeah. Doing with the interdimensional, me and my buddy were up on Granite Hill. We were partying that night. Well, it was November 20th, 2018, and it started snowing. There's beer cans everywhere, snow all over the ground, no footprints, nothing. And we're sitting in there, and we hear a little ting, ting, ting in the heater, you know, like cooling down,
yeah,
that kind of sound. And then all of a sudden, wham, something hit the side of the truck. That we were not parked under any trees. We're right in a wide open. There's no footprints, nothing. And my buddy, he was having nightmares before that. He's whining and crying, you know, in his sleep. But just out of nowhere.
Was there damage to the truck? I'm just kind of curious. Now, Granite Hill, that's out where KBXG's transmitter is, out in that neighborhood. So I'm well familiar with where you are.
Actually, marker 2626 of the forestry marker. If you ever want to go out there and you want to see something weird, there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on there, man.
Now, was there any damage on the truck, or was it just noise at that point?
No, not at all.
Huh.
Not at all. That's what my first question was. I'm like, I need to see if it got a handprint on it or something. But whatever hand it was loud, man. It just rattled my cage. You know, you're in the back with a canopy over your truck, and whoa!
Now, you're not, now, this isn't the beer talking, I hope, right?
No, let me tell you something about a wino. He ain't afraid of nothing but running out of wine, okay?
Colonel Jay, thanks for the call. Let me go to Francine. Francine, you have a good one this morning on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Go ahead.
Yeah. Many years ago, I listened to a lecture on YouTube, you know, a recorded lecture by Michael Tesarian. And he was discussing the Nephilim, and he doesn't think they were angels. Now, I don't know what they were, you know, to be honest with you, but I do believe it's possible they existed, because here's where this theory takes us, okay? They came to Earth at some time, you know, during the Neanderthal period, and supposedly they either mated or genetically modified some of the Nephilim. Now, you've heard there's a line, I think, in the Bible about, you know, they saw the women and thought them fair. So I don't know if they would think them so fair, but anyway.
Fair by comparison, perhaps. I don't know.
Well, whatever. You know, the bottom line is, okay, if there was some alteration to the line of Neanderthals, and the others, you know, most of them remained the same. So I think this was the beginning of the line of people that are the elites, the evil, no compassion, horrible elites.
Oh, the lizard people, right?
I don't think they're lizard people. No,
oh.
I think that they have different genetic. There's something different in them that makes them. They're like, you know, like psychopaths and things like that. People that have no feeling.
Oh, okay. So that was the genetic modification that brought us to the elites consisting of who was that Simpsons character that on the cartoon? Oh, Mr. Burns, right?
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, really, though, Bill. These people that bring nothing but war and they don't care what happens. Have people starving, children, you know, dying, being maimed and stuff. I mean, what kind of people think this is okay so they can keep making money?
Okay. Good theory, interesting theory, and thanks for bringing it up. All right, 770-5633. I don't know if I want to get all into the Nephilim, just because I don't know that much about it, but I'll do my best. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hey, Bill. Brad here. Good morning to you. Power Hanky Panky. Can we talk about this Power Hanky Panky some more?
Oh, Power of Hanky Panky? Absolutely. Take it away.
Yeah, so the big rock in the jar here, Bill, is really control, because these wind farms and so-called solar farms, first of all, they're not farms. They're just, you know, big stacks of materials that we dug out of the ground. But they're taking up gigantic swaths of land in the state of Oregon with very little time impact. In other words, if you wanted to do a subdivision, it takes you about 3 years. If you want to do a land use planning thing and do something.
You want to throw up a solar farm, though. Boom. In it goes, right?
Solar farm, you can approve up to 20 acres with an over-the-counter application. If you want to do more than that, you got to go through some planning stuff. But the leases on these things, as I understand, are like somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 years. So just think for a minute. All these gigantic swaths of land that we're locking up for no other purpose for 20 years at a whack, that's one impact. The other impact, which is really significant that your guest was talking about, is these things don't work. The only reason that people are buying up these leases is because they are so heavily subsidized, and those subsidies are driving the cost of power through the roof.
And without the subsidies, though, they would disappear.
Without the subsidies, they would disappear. But the really serious, dangerous part is when it comes to the actual energy that people need to heat their homes, heat their water. The same people that are working on this stuff are also the same people that are trying to get rid of natural gas in our state. So what they're going to do is they're going to get rid of natural gas, which is by far the most economical way to heat your home, heat your water, take care of all those things, and then push you into this situation where you have to buy power at incredibly expensive rates. We're going to be in a position where the only way that people will be able to pay their power bills is with subsidies from the same government that made these other forms of energy unaffordable.
Boy, talk about keeping us in an enslaved position. I appreciate the call there, Brad. Thanks for making it. Okay, good call. 770-5633. If you are on hold, I will get right to you. This is Conspiracy Theory Thursday. We can talk about anything on your mind, which is kind of a wild time, but that's what it's for.
Start your morning right at Artisan Bakery Cafe. Try their ham and cheese.
7K294 AS Ashland.
All right, back to the phones. It is open, wide open on Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Dawn is first up. Hello, Dawn. Conspiracy about what? Go ahead.
My mistake. I thought it was First Amendment Thursday.
Okay. Well, it's all every day is a First Amendment day. But anyway, please continue.
It's the First Amendment that gives us the right to think we can control our destiny. So, that said, giving voice to the powerless. My friend had a 7-hour surgery at OHSU Tuesday.
Okay.
The day before, the man that hit him was out of Jackson County Jail after a vehicular homicide, $5,400 bail. Now, how this happens is the mystery. Other people are being held without bail. And I just saw a woman in California killed somebody on the highway, $1 million+. So if you are an alien drunk driving the wrong way on U.S. Highway 9 or 9er between 70 and 90 miles an hour, you get a pass. The hope is that Jackson County has this guy disappear to Ensenada, where there's they won't recover him, and then you don't have the public expense of a trial.
Now, are you then, because I probably can't get that information, but according to your information, is this an alien who committed the crime? Allegedly.
Well, worst case scenario, and that's what I've heard, I can get independent confirmation. I can't do it right now. However, this is a dear friend, and I want to give voice to the powerless. Will he ever walk again?
No, I get it. I get it. That's not the point. I mean, we're talking about you're saying that the DA, because remember, you're living within a sanctuary state, and the DA, of course, has to operate under the sanctuary state rules, which is if you are talking about an illegal alien, that's not a district attorney call. That is a state of Oregon state legislature call that did this.
Yes. Yes. So what I'm saying is we don't really control our destiny. There are bad laws. If you did that, what would be your status? I don't see you driving.
Yeah. Well, of course, I must say, though, that vehicular homicide, things like that, I don't think that's a lot of stuff in which they keep you in jail for or hold you over for trial. I don't think they do that a lot. I don't think they do. I could be wrong.
So I'm just pleading for justice here.
That's all right, and you can do that. And yeah, I can understand you being irritated at your friend's prospects here too. Okay, Thank you for the call. Let me go to Deplorable Patrick. Hello, DP. Taxes on Social Security. Go ahead.
Good morning, Bill, and I'm sure glad we got Trump now, and I've got a...
But you still have Tita Kotek here, okay? Just keep that in mind, all right?
Yeah, like I've got one leg tied up and the other one free.
Yeah, I know.
I have a sister in Florida who is a big liberal. She can't stand Trump or anything he stands for. Mm-hmm. Both of us are on Social Security. Now, if Trump is able to get rid of the taxes on Social Security, I'm just trying to help. Do you think there's any kind of form that she could fill out or a group that she could be a part of where she could pay taxes on her Social Security anyway, just to spite Trump?
I'm sure she could. I would take it. I would make it better, though, so that she would feel better about her hatred for Trump. I would just do to her what FEMA was doing to Trump supporters in Florida, since she lives in Florida, and let's have some reparations. Reparations, since she hates Donald Trump, she has to continue to pay taxes on Social Security if the law gets changed in order to make up for the Biden administration's FEMA people who were denying aid to people with Trump signs in their front yard. Okay? How about that?
That's an excellent plan. And you put that on wheels. I like it.
And we'll just call it reparations. Then she'll really hate you. Oh, no. Thank you, Patrick. We appreciate that. Now then, let me go to... I need the appropriate theme, and you know what that means. Hi, Lucretia. What is your theory this morning?
Okay, Bill. I'm not going to be able to do this... Yeah, really good. But your experience when you were drowning, you would call that just an out-of-body experience, or do you believe in reincarnation?
Oh, I'm solid on reincarnation. I know some people may be angry at that, but, I have no doubt. No problem.
So based on the Catholic Church, you should be dead. You need to die. Hmm. If you had any belief in reincarnation, or if you believed you could talk to God without going through the Pope, you'd be dead.
Okay, and what's your point, though?
Well, the point is that, you know, people think that people, because we definitely have a pituitary gland that is incredible in sensing, you know, the spidey sense, knowing when there's dangers. I read the Holographic Universe, and there's people that can pick up a rock and know what happened around it, or people that can know what happened in the past or can predict the future. I mean, there's amazing abilities that God has given us. And like Raymond James, he douses things, but he does it only for good. I mean, and yet that would be considered witch magic or whatever, you know. And it's fascinating because the Vatican, I'm just reading this incredible book about
just focus on one thing. I don't have time to go through the entire theory here and the entire name-dropping spiel, okay? The point being, though, you're talking about the Vatican. Why do I care about the Vatican right now? Why should I? Vatican doesn't control me, okay?
Well, okay. You know who Martin Luther's, not King was, but the Martin Luther's 95 Theses?
Yes.
Okay, they killed him... basically, that's the 95 Theses. Martin Luther King, his real name wasn't Martin Luther. He made that.
I know. But what? Please get to the point, though. That's all I'm asking for. All right?
What's amazing with gematria...
What?
...is that you can tell with gematria, because the Vatican gave us the English language, the 27 letters, and everything is being done by a cult... almost magic, through the numbers, through the names, through the date of birth.
Okay, so you're not one of those people in which it's all the Jews, it's all the Vatican in this case, right?
Yeah, but what's amazing is gematria. Like, you can, do you remember Back to the Future and how there was a comic book or there was a book that was stolen from Marty's dad that predicted all the games and who would win the ball games, right?
Right.
Okay, well, that's what this guy can do using gematria. Once you learn it, you can see all these connections.
Well, that's very interesting, Lucretia. Here's the thing, though. All I would say when it comes to the to certain abilities to do certain things that certain individuals have, all I would say is that miracles did not end with Jesus. Okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. All right? There we go. And I now that I've made everybody angry. So let me go to next line. Hi, KMED. Who's this?
Bill, this is your brother from another mother.
Brad, welcome. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've got a conspiracy thing that has merit.
Okay.
The SLM is a very large group. We're just underground.
Yes, the Slovenian Lives Matter. Okay.
We have archaeologists that are retired that have done research in Syria and have discovered a Nephilim skeleton. About 9 feet plus.
Yeah.
The most amazing element on this, on the chest of the body, was an emblem that looked like a donkey.
The Nephilim with donkey. All right.
We suspect there's a connection.
The fallen angels. Okay. Got it. Always make me laugh. Could have almost been a dad joke, all right? I'll take one more. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Hello?
This is Tim.
Hello, Tim. What's up?
Hey, Bill. I've called once before. I listen to you all the time. And you must have a blast with this. These people, are they crazy or what?
Well, we're all a little bubble off plumb here, Tim. It just depends on which direction our bubble is floating. Okay?
I love it. I absolutely love it. Keep it up. I just wanted to say that, and I enjoy you a lot.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. And now I shall close this for a little while. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an
Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Got something on your mind? Give Bill a shout at 541-770-5633. 770-KMED.
832. By the way, just got reports about Miner Dave. Miner Dave just called me, you know, out in the Applegate. Or in the Iron Gate, rather. His trailer just burned down. He got out of it. And so now, oh my goodness, I don't know where we're going to go on that. I'll try to get some more details on that. You know, something happened in there, and everything just burned to the ground. Get in touch with his brother and see what we can do about that. I just wanted to give you an update on that. So if anybody has eyes on it over in the Iron Gate Lake area, please let me know, okay? Hi, good morning. KMED, who's this?
Good morning, Bill. This is El Cid from God's Country.
Hello, El Cid.
Known as Evans Valley.
That's right, Evans Valley. What's on your mind?
I used to live over in the Coos Bay area for more than 40 years. Mm-hmm. And back in the 80s, there was a gentleman over there by the name of Richard DeChambeau that he and Sheriff Mike Cook started a program on the radio called The Outdoor Show. Mm-hmm. And one of Richard's hobbies was rebuilding old fishing poles. And he would, when he'd get them done, he'd hand them out to family and friends and neighborhood kids. And he and Sheriff Cook decided to start a program of giving away rebuilt fishing poles to kids.
I'll bet that got a lot of kids into fishing.
Yeah. It started out slow. Then it kept growing, and he recruited a couple of other guys that rebuilt fishing poles, and a guy named Steve Tucker that owns Steve Tucker Appliance in Coquille got involved with it as a major drop-off center, you know, for donations, and England Marine down in Charleston got involved for the distribution point.
Now, are you telling us this because you're thinking something like this should be done today overall, or is there another point to it?
I think that something like this would be great to start over here in the Rogue Valley.
Oh, okay.
And they called it No Child Left Inside.
I like the name of that. No Child Left Inside. Get them out fishing, getting them understanding nature. And also, I must say, another way of looking at that would be getting a young person to learn how to, well, deal with having patience. Because if there's one thing you need when you're fishing, it would be patience. You have to develop that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah? And that's something which I was never really good at in fishing, and that's probably why maybe if I had been made a little more patient, it would have been helpful, huh?
Yeah, it would.
All right. It's a good suggestion. I wonder if there's someone here in Southern Oregon that might take that up. And I appreciate the suggestion. And thanks for checking in. From Evans Valley, 835 at KMED.
It's a discount on approved credit through Ford Motor Financing. Excludes tax, license, title, 250-dealer.vc. Deal with the details.
It's the Bill Myers Show on KMED, Southern Oregon's place to talk.
Hey, it's 838. And if you need a look at your insurance, you got the renewal notice in, and you just about had a heart attack. We don't want you to have heart attacks on this. Get in touch with Steve Yancey at Sky Park Insurance. Sky Park is an independent insurance agency, been one of my big sponsors for a number of years, saved me a lot of money, saved listeners a lot of money. And what you do is you call 261-5444, 261-5444, and then have Steve give you a quote. And it doesn't take that long. Gets right back to you. And it says, Steve always says,
at Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
But they're also working now on Medicare, because that Medicare window is open right now. And Lynn Barton, you hear Lynn calls the show every now and then. Great person, great people. She's joined the Sky Park team, rather. And if you have questions about Medicare Advantage and the various other supplemental programs, she can help you with that over at Sky Park, too. Now, she has a different number. It's 499-0958, 541-499-0958. So if you need a quote on any of the conventional realms of insurance, Steve can help you with that. Lynn's on the Medicare side of things. But one way or the other, SkyParkINS.com is the website. And Sky Park Insurance, they really do help make insurance easy, okay? 20 before 9, we have Open for Business now. Open for Business, we have local businesses sponsor a segment here. And we talk about what's going on in their world. And Dave Kelly's in studio. Dave?
Good morning.
Kelly's Automotive Services, both in Grants Pass, rather, and Medford. Mm-hmm. And you got a lot going on. And people are, I guess, at this point, trying to get the vehicles ready for the wintery
right,
weather.
At least they should be.
Okay. Anything going on with that, do you suggest?
Well, first off, I'm always suggesting you get the fluids checked. You should be checking your fluids monthly also. But you want them this time, you want to really make sure that your antifreeze and, you know, coolant protection is strong enough. You're going to want to be looking at your tires. Also, what's your spare look like? Are they ready for winter?
You know, I'm glad you brought up about the spare, because I had a blowout on the 4Runner, you know, up on one of the forest roads a number of weeks ago, and that's when I found out that I didn't have a jack in the vehicle.
That's part of my list. Yep.
Didn't have the little windy uppy thing to bring it down. And then I'm looking at it, and I can almost guarantee you it is the original spare from when that came out in 2002. I'll bet you that thing is so dry rotted. We're going to get it replaced. But
good. Yeah. You want to make sure that. Also, sometimes people have locking lug nuts, and they leave the key at home. And it's like, no, you got to have it on in the car somewhere hidden. You need to have everything there with you so you can change out. You know, if you do get a flat or something. Check your lights. You know, are your headlights hazy? Are they nice and bright? Brake lights. A lot of times people don't realize that they're missing a brake light until they're all out. Mm-hmm. And they come in, have no brake lights. Well, turns out maybe they're bulbs one at a time, all three of them are out.
So, and I guess it's not a real priority for the cops pulling people over for that stuff, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't, you know, it's better just to have them working, you know, not to mention let people, you know, as dark as it gets now.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, from the mechanic's opinion here, all right, this is a question I've had for me, and since you are a mechanic, we'll have you in here. What is, you know, there are multiple types of coolant out there now. You were talking about the coolant, and you see, here's the pink coolant, here's the green coolant, here's the blue coolant, here's the thing. And then you'll see another one that'll say, this is a universal coolant that works with everything.
Right.
Does the universal really work with everything?
In most cases, yes. It'll cover certain ones. There are a couple that it may not, like maybe for a diesel, whatever. So you got to make sure that it is covering what yours is. Also, typically you want to flush the old stuff out before you're going with a universal, not just mixing them.
All right. I was wondering about that, because there's always that part of me that says, okay, this is how the coolant manufacturers are going to say, okay, we're going to have a slightly different balance of anti-corrosion inhibitors, and we're going to charge you twice as much for the coolant.
Every manufacturer is doing that. They're coming out with their own color and brand, and they want you to buy theirs.
Okay. Right. All right. So if you're going to use the universal, flush the old stuff out first,
right,
probably.
Right.
Okay. Other than that, stick with the same color?
Exactly the same. If it's Asian, if it's Volkswagen purple, it's amazing.
Yeah, all purple. The different ones. You know, I'm colorblind. I call it blue. Okay.
They've got blue also.
Oh, they do?
There's about 8 different colors. It's really funny. Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing trying to stock all this. And then if we are fleshing, a lot of times we'll go with the universal. And speaking of which, you want to make sure one of the things you want to be checking is your defroster working properly? Because that's a safety issue.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yeah, make sure the heater and defroster are working. Got down emergency pack. That's something that AAA will talk about a lot is, you know, have an emergency pack. Maybe some water, some meds if you need them. Something that, you know, you get stuck somewhere for 6 or 8 hours or longer. You know, do you have what you need?
I'm a big fan of those emergency bars that they sell,
yep,
too, for about, you know, 3,500 calories or something for $10-$12, and they stay good for a number of years. You know, just in case you find yourself in one of those situations, along with having, you know, if you did find yourself in a situation where you're, yep, off the side of the road and you had to try to make it for a little while.
Absolutely. You know,
well, hopefully you never have to use it,
right,
though. Okay.
But you hear horror stories every once in a while about that.
Oh, absolutely.
Another issue we've been having over the winters, especially for about the past 3-4 years, is rodent damage. You know, it's your car's nice and warm. You park it at your house, and the mice, rats, squirrels get up inside, like to nest in there. And unfortunately, they also like to chew the wires, especially since a lot of the newer wires and hoses are made with soy. So I guess that's
okay.
Who came up with that idea?
Let me guess. This is part of the gangrene sustainability.
I imagine so. It just doesn't make sense.
Okay. Now here's the challenge: is that regular rubber doesn't probably taste good. I imagine soy wire it could taste tasty to a squirrel.
Well, there's a few that evidently are very tasty because they'll chew it all the way up inside the fenders and everything, like the washer fluid. So hose and different hoses like that, and mm-hmm, the wires. I mean, you know, they chew the coating off several wires, and all of a sudden now you have wires shorting. That can cause major damage.
Okay, now what can you do? You actually have a special going on at Kelly's.
So something we've been installing,
and it seems to be working pretty well.
Absolutely, we'll have people come in with thousands of dollars of damage, or maybe even only a few $100 worth of damage. We'll install this rodent repellent. It's an electronic device. It puts off a sound. It has LED lights that flash. And it seems to work really well because, one, any car that we put one in, so far at least, has not had rat damage, even if they've had previous damage. And that's the ones you really worry about.
And what you're telling me is that what's different about this one is that it doesn't go on continuously. It goes off and on, so that,
yep,
way the rats or the mice or the chipmunks and squirrels, they'll get used to it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it'll scare them off instead of it being a constant sound or light or whatever. And that's they've felt that seems to work really well.
Is it a big current draw? You know,
no. You know, any,
because if you have a vehicle, you're not driving all the time.
Yeah.
You don't want to run the battery down
right,
completely.
Right, right. If,
okay,
it's something that, you know, if you're not driving it for a month or two, a lot of times just the parasitic draw with the computers and such will draw the battery down. This will add a little bit, but not much.
Okay. All right. And you have a special on that right now.
Yeah. Normally they're about 220 installed. Right now I bought a whole bunch of them for winter. We're doing a special. It's 179 installed, most vehicles. And like I said, they seem to work really well. And you're not going to notice that it's there.
Okay. Even
That's,
better.
Yeah.
And I've known people who have taken serious damage, and a new wiring harness, especially on newer vehicles,
wow,
what, $2,000-$3,000?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, a lot of times we try and repair them. There's been a couple where they've been just chewed up too badly, or things have connected together and melted, and now it's gotten worse, so we got to replace the whole harness. And that's a major job.
All right. Something else I would mention, because you've done these wipeout hunger things, in
right,
which you were doing the peanut butter,
mm-hmm,
thing for a while. But since we are heading into the winter weather and the rain, it's a great time to get the wipers replaced, because they're,
yep,
almost certainly, after those 110-degree days in the summertime and 105,
oh, yeah,
and baking in the sun, And they're all brittle moving this into this winter. Okay.
Yeah, they get cracked. They start smearing, and that's a huge safety item. Also, doing like a Rain-X on the windows or Aquapel, that works really well. When we do our – so right now it's – if yours are streaking that, you're going to want to replace them. A lot of times they will – sometimes they'll last the whole winter, and other times you need to change them out. We do our wiper – our peanut butter – for wiper blade thing for the Boys and Girls Club.
That's usually in the spring.
But that's not till after the new year. So if you need wipers, get them now.
Okay, very good. Kelly's Automotive in Medford and Grants Pass. We appreciate you coming in here. And thanks for being on Open for Business. Anything else you wanted to add before you take off? Getting out the rats, I think, is going to be a big one. I think that's going to be a good seller for you.
Yeah, it can be a good Christmas present, if nothing else, for somebody else.
Keep the rats out. I love that. And boy, down with soy-based wiring.
Oh,
is there a way that you could order a harness without soy-based wiring in it, or is that just pretty much ubiquitous now?
Maybe if it's aftermarket on like a hot rod or something like that.
That's about it.
Newer cars, probably not.
Something else in that sustainable world to avoid here, folks. Okay, it's 11 before 9. Thanks, Dave. Good seeing you. This is the Bill Myers Show, and you're on KMED.
Connection Nursery, and I'm on KMED.
I always appreciate Paul there, too. It's 8:51 and change. I want to make sure we had a chance to get Jason Licato. Jason, did I get the name right?
That's right, yep.
Now, I hadn't had a chance to talk with you before until today, but there is a big event going on this weekend, and you are related to Dale Mallory somehow?
Yes, yep. Yeah, she's my mother-in-law.
Okay, tell me a story about this, because between the Brittany ride and all this other stuff going on in the past.
Yeah. I have the privilege of being married to her daughter, Jessie.
Very good.
And, Dale has done the Brittany ride for I don't know how many years, and I think I was at not the first event, but I think pretty close first or second event, and got to be part of that year after year. And it's, it's a bummer that we're not doing that anymore, but it did a lot of good here in the Valley. And
raised a lot of money too.
Yeah.
Really
blessed
did.
A lot of families, I think.
So you're still doing some work though, to help the less fortunate. In this particular case, it's Feed My Starving Children. Could you tell me a little bit about that? Because Saturday you're doing like a packing event of some sort.
Yeah. So I think, putting on events maybe just runs in the family. I'm not sure. But,
seems that way.
Yeah. So in 2015, my wife had a burden on her heart to help. We have two kiddos, and we had a burden to help children around the world that are less fortunate, malnourished kids. And there's an organization called Feed My Starving Children. And it's really awesome what they do. They bring food kind of in bulk format to a place that's willing to host an event. And then our job is to raise funds to pay for that food and then gather folks from our community to pack the food into smaller bags, essentially, put them in boxes on pallets, and then they ship those pallets to the locations around the world that need it.
What sort of places do these food pallets go to?
Yeah, so primarily they go to organizations in just the most hard off countries around the world. So our food typically goes to the Philippines and to Haiti. They do some work. Feed My Starving Children does offer food when there's, for hurricane relief and things like that here in the States. But primarily they're working in the most impoverished places on planet Earth.
Yeah, well, Haiti, of course. Well, we've even heard about what was going on in Springfield, where you had a lot of people coming in Springfield, Ohio, and escaping the crushing poverty. And also, I guess the latest story, though, is that we have jets, commercial jets, being shot at from the ground. I mean, you don't have to try to get the food into the airport. Other people do that, I guess.
Yeah, we don't do that. So I always liken it to, it's kind of like if you're buying diapers for a family in need and then delivering them. So we buy the food and then we pack the food, but we don't do the delivery part. They sort out, they work with NGOs and missionaries in country. Yeah.
Okay, very good. So Saturday you're putting on this this packing event, I guess is what you're calling this, right? Where is it going on, first off?
So it'll be at First Baptist Church in Medford on Crater Lake Avenue. We have about 700 volunteers already signed up, and we need about 100 more to pull off what we're trying to do.
Do you have to sign up, or can you just show up?
We would appreciate if people registered, because we have three packing sessions. We have a 9 o'clock, a 12:30, and a 3:30 session. And right now, the most need we have is in our 3:30 session.
Okay. So 3:30 Saturday is where the real need is here. And rvmp.org is the main website to go sign up. So you're not looking for food. You're looking for labor. Really?
It's a great family-friendly event. Kids 5 and up can volunteer. That's one of the things that we love about it. You only volunteer for about an hour. And we're going to, by the end of the day, we'll pack around 200,000 meals.
200,000 meals? Yeah. Where are you storing it all then?
So basically, they show up in a semi-truck in like bulk format, these huge bags of all the product.
Like here's beans, as an example. Yeah. Here's rice. Yep, here's oats.
It's funny you mentioned soy in the previous. So one of the products is a soy protein, because protein is one of the things that kids need that they're not getting in these countries.
And also very expensive.
Very expensive, yeah. So it's rice, protein, vegetables, and a vitamin mix that all go into these bags. So they come in bulk format, and then we parse it down into little bags that go out to these people, essentially, yeah. So, but we'll create around 200,000 meals.
Jason, sounds like you're opening your heart to a pretty good situation this Saturday.
We're trying to. You know, we try to do our part. We always just say, you know, wherever you are, just try to do good.
All right. Once again, Saturday, there are a few spots left on the 9 to 11:15 session, according to the graphic I have from your site. But mainly, it's the 3:30 to 5:45, more than 100
spots. Yep, we need about 100 spots. Yeah,
all right, so you're just looking for anybody over the age of 5 that can pack, right?
Yeah. We have We have spots where you can sit down as well. So, you know, we have a lot of – it's awesome. We have kids, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents.
And once again, the church is –
First Baptist Church on Crater Lake Avenue.
And the site to sign up, rvmp.org. rvmp.org. Jason, good job, and I hope you have a good turnout.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. It is 8:56 on KMED.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Red.
8:58 and change. Quick couple of emails of the day. I'm just running short on time. Boy, it was a great conversation with you this morning, by the way. Emails of the day, sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. While you wait, crowns available. And this is something I'm going to give great kudos to. And this is Phil in Shady Cove. Phil in Shady Cove says, Bill, I have a travel trailer that I am not using. If Minor Dave needs to live in it temporarily, if he needs it, contact me and we could talk about it. Phil, that is so generous of you. If folks hadn't heard, Minor Dave over in the Iron Gate, his trailer caught in fire, burned to the ground this morning. He's okay, but he's lost everything. So there's going to have to be a little bit of GoFundMe or some kind of work we're going to have to come up with to try to help him out. And I'm going to see if I can do something about that once we get off and help someone in our radio family through a time of need. And that's what I appreciate about you so much, all right? The email Bill at BillMyerShow.com. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Mark the Van Camp and Robbins coming up.
Southern Oregon's place to talk. KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford.